The first 500 people in line get a ticket for a free autograph from Star's tough guy, Aaron Downey, this afternoon at 4 at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, live at the Plano Center from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 12:15 on The Ticket. Welcome back to Ticket Stock, Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. Of course, we'd like to thank our fine sponsors such as Hummer, AT&T Wireless, Miller Lite, the official beer of Hummer's Ticket Stock 2004.
Apparently, we sold a lot of it last night.
Yeah, I think so.
For $20,000 worth.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
And they were going for a nickel a beer, so
wow.
Think about that.
What a great deal.
And John C. drank most of them.
Thanks to Home Depot as well.
I don't know, I heard you were right there with him. I only had a couple last night. I'm serious. That's it.
Yeah, I'd like to dispel the rumors that Grego was smashed last night.
No,
I don't think he was.
Not at all. Had a couple.
Couple Miller Lights, and he was fine. All right, there is a front page sports news today on the front page of the paper, and this took me by total surprise, that the Cowboys are considering a fair park site for their new stadium. This was suggested by the city of Dallas and Laura Miller. This is what she's pushing for, and a return to fair park.
You mean the Sea Hag?
Well, Rhines, she's our fair miller, our fair mayor, our fair mayor, and I don't know if you should call her that. But after 33 years returning to Fair Park, I just don't think that's where the Cowboys really want to move. But I guess they say they are going to consider it. And for someone who used to go to Cowboy games at Fair Park, what would you think about that, Rhines?
Well, first of all, it is totally outside the realm of possibility.
Because
it's a nice hedge for them right now because they're negotiating with all these others. And, you know, if they can get one more in that derby, fine, you know. They'll talk about it. They'll say to Las Colinas, or they'll say to wherever they're going to build it downtown, well, you know, we've got Fair Park over here, and we're going to hear what they have to say, too. But when push comes to shove, they know that people don't want to go down there. They don't want to go to sunny South Dallas. That is an undisputable fact.
Is there the possibility, though, that it could revitalize that whole area? That it could help finally bring some life to Fair Park?
Yes, it could.
Some hope to Fair Park.
It could if you would have the city council work together and not against each other.
Well, it sounds like they would support this. But this is what I think it's going to turn into. It's going to turn into Fair Park versus Las Colinas.
You know what the best thing the Cowboys can do? Is just forget about Dallas. Just forget about it. And if they want to get their stadium built, go to Las Colinas, go to Louisville, go wherever, go to South Lake, go to Grapevine, and negotiate with them. Because all they're going to do is waste their time with the knuckleheads in the city government of Dallas. That's all they're going to do.
Because they can't get together.
Because when it gets down to it, they're not going to be able to agree on anything. Here you have Laura Miller today saying, you know what, we're not going to go to that Industrial Boulevard site. Why? She hasn't even heard a proposal. There hasn't been any kind of plan submitted.
See,
but
Hag.
Already, we're not going there.
See, Hag.
Why? That's crazy. And see, you already have a grassroots effort of some group that's going to defeat the tax. Now,
right.
The tax hasn't been proposed. There's been nothing planned, nothing proposed at all, but they're against it no matter what. What if it's good? You know,
I guess it's the hotel and rental car people who are worried if it goes up some more.
Somebody that thinks that public funding for arenas and stadiums doesn't work. It's going to be proven that it doesn't work in the next 20 years when they look back on it. It doesn't work, but at least let's see a proposal. And before you just go in there and blindly say, no, we're against it no matter what. That's just ludicrous, but it's Dallas.
See, the Fair Park thing makes no sense to me because football season runs August through January, and the fairgrounds are only open in October for the state fair, so the rest of the time you wouldn't even be able to get in the gates to go to the Cowboy game.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
It's a stupid idea.
And look at the rest. I mean, not to disparage sunny South Dallas or denizens thereof or any such thing, but look at that area down there.
Oh, it's a mess.
I mean, that'd be a diamond surrounded by poo-poo.
but see, the deal is,
and after a while,
if you get something
it all
like that,
like poo-poo.
And you have a plan, but if you have a plan, Ron, they could go in there and they could get that area cleaned up because there's other areas that have been cleaned up.
Yeah.
Let me point to one thing, okay? 20 years ago, downtown Fort Worth, I mean, it was a cutthroat area, and nobody would go down there and look at it. They have they've cleaned the whole area up. The absolute whole area. And, you know, areas can be cleaned up, but you've got to have people working together. And the knuckleheads, the clowns that run the city government in Dallas, they're not going to get together.
They're the worst.
They are the worst, and I agree that that can happen. But look at all the proposals for Fair Park that there have been over the last 20 years.
You know, and why haven't they worked, Ron? Because you're not getting everybody together. Because the people in North Dallas, they're not going to vote for something that the representatives from South Dallas have, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And all it is a big vendetta that's been going on for 25 years.
Yep.
Whether anybody cares to admit it or not, there's a line of demarcation in this town, and that line of demarcation is the Trinity River. Yep. Make it happen north of the Trinity River, you're all right. South, it ain't happening. We'll pick it up and move it north if you want it to happen.
But it could, because we saw...
Oh, yeah, it could, but it never does.
We saw evidence firsthand, all of us, a month ago in Houston. Houston used to be real bad downtown. They got the stadium built down there for baseball. They got that new convention center. Then they got Reliance Stadium built. And look at that downtown area now. When we were down there,
they got the Rockets' new building built. Don't forget about that.
And now they're going to be able to attract all kinds of... You can't have conventions if you don't have your convention hall attached to a nice high-bed hotel. You've got to have that. Mm-hmm. And they can't get it done here. They've proposed it two or three times, and all they're asking for is the city a little bit of tax abatement. They won't do that. Now, they'll turn over and bend over and take it right up the you-know-what from Ross Perot and Hicks to give them a brand-new stadium. But when it comes for the good of the city for all year round to get convention business, which is probably five times more viable than in a sports arena and makes more money for the city, they can't do that. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and give Perot and them, all the revenue for everything that happens at the AAC, and they're getting nothing from it. That is the worst city government deal ever done, that AAC.
Well, and the Cowboys envision, and you may not believe this, but they do envision a billion-dollar development. And I think that they
kind of like the one around Arlington, kind of like the one around the AAC.
Okay, but with the Cowboys, though, I mean, if they put in a Cowboy Museum and things like that
kind of like they were going to do that, here, George, that they were going to put in a big hotel.
But the Cowboys are different, though.
Are they?
You could make it a destination for the Cowboys to have a museum.
If the Cowboys say they're going to do it, I'm a little bit more inclined to believe it's going to happen.
Because they have something to sell. If you had a Cowboy Museum, think about it. That would be a destination place for people around the state of Texas.
It would if it gets built, but they promised everybody the same thing.
Well, my question is, okay.
And hotels.
I know.
And if you build the AAC and you give us all this, then all this development is going to happen. Where's it at? In 10 years in Arlington, they said that. The only thing they've got was a Joe's Crab Shack. That's the only thing that was built over there.
Okay, but...
what is that thing they're building out there now?
That's just some kind of office space that they sold to somebody and taking up all the space.
It's a Target. Hey, but if...
Man,
let's just say
that's going to make the view of the ballpark look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's just say that that is the plan, though, that they want to do that because the Cowboys see that as a benefit for them. It'll help them sell their merchandise and things like that. Could you put a billion-dollar development in Fair Park and have it work?
No.
I don't think you could either.
No.
Where is there room for a stadium in Fair Park?
Okay, all right, here's the thing.
That's another question. You'd have to build it on the side of the Cotton Bowl.
You have to tear down a lot of things around there to do with that. Okay, think about...
Yeah, you'd have to tear down the Common.
Okay. The Cotton Bowl's really cramped surrounded. You'd have to take out a bunch of stuff.
Okay, we were down there for the Super Bowl.
It was a sad day, George.
All right, we were down there for the Super Bowl. Think how big Reliant Stadium is. Yeah. And do you think for 1 minute that Jerry Jones is going to build something second best?
No, it'll be bigger.
Oh, it'll be bigger and nicer.
Because they want their practice fields to be there. They want public fields to be around.
Okay, where would you put that? You'd have to tear down the whole fairground.
You would. Because you want to build parking.
Down in Houston, for those who may not know, here is the Astrodome. And if you've ever seen the Astrodome, I always thought that was a pretty big place.
Pretty massive.
And right next to it, you've got Reliant Stadium. And you could lift up the Astrodome, drop it into Reliant Stadium, and it wouldn't take up the whole thing.
No.
No.
It's an amazing structure. And there's no way that Jerry Jones is going to play second fiddle to any other stadium in Texas. He's just not. Not the nation.
I've seen the site that they've talked about for Los Angeles, seen the layout and everything. It looks like it's perfect for what the Cowboys want to do. Now, if they want to change what they want to do, maybe they could make it work in Dallas. But
I don't see why they need a new stadium. They have the second largest revenue-producing stadium in the NFL. So
They've also got one of the oldest stadiums in the league.
And the bathrooms stink.
But it still works.
And the bathrooms smell bad.
But it still works. It's not like...
You're right.
It still works until you need to go to the bathroom, and then it doesn't.
Well, you know what? Throw a few more urinals
up. You got some diamonds.
Well, right. How are you going to be able to sell that to the voters when you have the number two revenue-producing stadium and structure in the NFL.
Because you still can't host the Super Bowl there.
And you know what? It looks like holy hell from the outside.
Okay,
that
and then
patchwork.
But it always has.
And then once again, you're going to sell that to your to the taxpayers. Hey, do that and we'll get a Super Bowl. Oh, great. Am I going to get a ticket? No, we're only going to allow 7,000 for our season ticket holders. It's not for the it's not for the good, I'm telling you.
But name a stadium in the NFL that's older.
It doesn't matter. It's older, but
Lambeau.
But they had a
vision.
But it's
been revitalized, though.
But they had a vision for the future, and it's still viable now. It still works.
Yeah, it's still viable till you have to go to the bathroom.
Right. Or go get a corny dog.
Right. I just say this right here. If stadiums are so profitable and so good, then why don't private construction companies build them? They don't. Because they're not a good deal. They get cities and sucker them into doing it.
On the other hand, don't build one, the team moves. You want that?
Where are they going to move?
Jerry will move them to Little Rock.
Where are the Browns going to move? Where are the Raiders going to move?
You know,
where are the Rams going to move?
Who could ever imagine that the Cleveland Browns
keep using that, but with all due respect to the Browns and the Rams, who did have a pretty good history, they're not the Cowboys. Jerry Jones can, and he cannot move that
still,
brand.
Still,
he's stuck here.
Still, if it can happen to them, it can happen to anybody.
You're right.
I guess you can make that argument, but they don't have the brand of the Dallas Cowboys. He cannot move it. He's stuck here.
Maybe they don't have the brand of the Cowboys, but you would think that the Cleveland Browns
would never move.
Had a brand that could keep that from happening.
But and that's the value to the city. That's the value to the city, and that's why the teams I think do deserve something back from the
city. There's some teams that I don't care what you do. What they threaten to do, they're not moving.
No.
They're not moving. Dallas Cowboys.
No, Gregor. There's
the
only,
Dallas Cowboys and the New York
one.
Yankees.
There's only one, and that's the Yankees.
And the Cowboys. The Cowboys are not. They're not moving.
If I lived in New York and the Yankees came, you know, wanting a new stadium, which they probably will in a few years, and they asked me to vote, and I go, no. Where are you going, man?
Jersey.
What are you going to do if you don't get it?
Well, they can't move.
Go to New Jersey.
You know what?
Hey, let them go to Jersey.
And the Cowboys are the same way.
So are the New Orleans Hornets. They're three teams that cannot move.
Well, I mean, it's the same way. The Cowboys.
All right,
you know what?
The discussion has just been deflated.
Yeah, it did.
You know, the
we're
Cowboys
having good
may
sports
say,
talk.
You know, you may have Fort Worth, a very can-do city. You may have them pop up and go, you know what? How about bringing the Cowboys over here?
Okay, but don't you admit, though, that the city
well, you may
does
have them
have,
go over there, but they're not leaving the area.
Don't you admit, though, that the city has some responsibility to cooperate with the team because either the city of Irving or the
it's
city of Dallas.
It's got to be a partnership.
I think the city
right.
has an obligation to at least listen to their proposal before you have a mayor shoot off her mouth and go, I'm against it no matter what.
Right.
I think that's irresponsible as a mayor.
But the city does have some responsibilities, Reiner says, to have a partnership because they are going to profit greatly. The city of Irving is going to benefit from having the Cowboys. This isn't the Rangers. This isn't the Stars who've been here for a decade. This is the Cowboys. There is a
yeah, that
extreme
city gets to
value.
Wear the Cowboys brand.
Yes, that is a
you
high value.
You want to bring brands into it? That's got a little something.
And that's
and
why you
should
cooperate in a partnership.
They should, but they're not going to do it because, hey, they got burned on the AAC, and I promise, when they start doing the city audits and they figure out how much money that they're not making, all the money goes to Pro and Hicks, all the money. U2 goes and plays there, they make all the money. The city makes nothing on that.
Well, hopefully U2 turns a good profit, too, because they deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve all of our money. In fact, everyone write a check right now and send it to U2.
Just for all their years of greatness.
All right, here we are trying to contribute to sports
no
talk.
No kidding.
Well,
and he's having his own little one-man jerk-off session over here.
Well, since you went Mike off on Gordo, somebody had to fill the role.
All right, well,
I
good
think
times.
That's the most productive roundtable we've ever had.
It may have been, too.
Be.
And I probably...
How about it? Did you guys like this? Is this not the best roundtable ever?
Ever.
And didn't I do more to steer it in the right direction than anybody?
He had the least
probably.
Interest of
listen
anyone
to that
up
response.
Here. All right, up next, we have the roundtable of Norm, the Bob Sturm Show, Dan McDowell, and Corby.
Oh, gosh.
That's an unusual foursome. Stay tuned. That's next here from Ticket Stock 2004.